You're with SBS Radio.
Pendengar sekalian, anak-anak di Victoria akan di-screening untuk autisme pada usia yang lebih muda untuk membantu para orang tua dan dokter mendiagnosis kondisi itu dengan lebih cepat. Layanan dukungan mengatakan harus dilakukan lebih banyak lagi untuk mereka yang berlatar belakang budaya yang beragam. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu yang disusun oleh Charlotte Lamb. Bri adalah ibu dari Harvey, mengatakan ia didiagnosis mengidap autisme saat berusia 2 tahun, sekitar 2 tahun lebih awal dari rata-rata.
The world is a scary place for anyone, let alone a little boy who doesn't really understand what's going on, or it's a bit overwhelming. We get to help him earlier, we get to have a few years under our belt getting him ready for the real world, so to speak.
Di Victoria, anak-anak di bawah usia 3 tahun sekarang akan diperiksa kondisinya untuk melihat apakah ia mengidap autisme. Menteri Kesehatan Victoria, Jenny McCackus, mengatakan tenaga kesehatan ibu dan anak-anak menerima pelatihan spesialis sehingga para perawat dapat mengidentifikasi tanda-tanda awal autisme selama pemeriksaan rutin pada usia 12, 18, dan 24 bulan.
We know that typically at the moment children are being formally diagnosed at the average age of 4 years, and we know that with this screening it is possible that children will be diagnosed a full 18 months earlier. So that is going to make a huge difference to making sure that children get the supports that they need.
Peneliti senior dari Universitas Latrobe, Dr. Josephine Barbaro, telah membantu menyusun penelitian itu selama 15 tahun untuk menentukan apa yang harus dicari.
We train nurses to spot the early signs of autism, such as children not engaging in, for example, gestures, or smiling at other people, or pointing, or imitating others during their routine consultations. And the tool we developed, called Mosaic, monitors children's social attention and communication skills.
Sementara autisme dianggap terjadi secara merata di kelompok-kelompok demografis, keluarga dari latar belakang budaya yang beragam dapat menghadapi tantangan tambahan. Sika Chaudhry dari Kooperasi Layanan Masyarakat Ennis mengatakan, banyak dari tantangan ini muncul bahkan sebelum menginjakkan kaki di dalam klinik kesehatan ibu.
There are many challenges that people actually access, people face to access services. Some of them are not having enough or adequate resources in translated community languages. There may not be people who actually understand the service providers, have got limited knowledge about cultural beliefs and practices.
Are you going to have a cup of tea too? One for Harvey. One for you and one for me.
Katina Adams adalah salah satu perawat pertama di negara bagian Victoria yang memulai program screening tersebut.
The difference it makes is that those crucial 5 years of a child's development is when they are developing their language skills and their communication and social skills. And so if you have a child who's delayed in those skills, and it's not identified till they're at primary school, for example, they have missed all of those years of opportunity.
Sebuah paket bernilai $1 juta yang didanai oleh pemerintah Victoria akan memberikan pelatihan kepada lebih dari 1.000 perawat secara online dan tatap muka. Penyuluhan serupa juga telah disediakan di Tasmania dan sebagian di New South Wales.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.